Yo, this is Level Up Daily, and I'm your host, DeAndre Evans. And you already know what time it is. It's time to level up. Let's get it. Yo, what's up, ladies and G's? Much love to those returning, and shout out for those tuning in for the first time. It's Monday, and as you all know, it's the best day of the entire week. And if you don't know, well, let me explain. For one, it's the day where you get to reset, right, and evaluate how this week is going to go. Like, no matter how last week went, whether it was good or it was bad, you have a whole new week, right, to do whatever you want. That's a total of 168 hours. That's just a fun fact. Don't pay attention to that, though. So you got 168 hours, right, to do whatever you want. So guess what? Let's just make it count. Let's just make it count for the entire week. Let's make sure we wake up, make sure we do what we got to do, hit the checklist. Let's just make sure we got everything in line, everything in order to make sure this week goes smooth, right? So again, don't think of, you know, Monday as a day where it's just like, oh man, I got to wake up, I got to go to job, I got to clock in. Don't think of it like that, because it's going to go slow and you're going to always hate Monday. Instead, you know, you should think of it as a day where things begin to happen, you know, and it's a fresh new start each time, you know, Monday comes around. Think of it like that. Like, I'm just trying to help those who see Monday in a different light, right? Like, than what most average people do, you know, because, you know, it's the station that we level up on. So I can't be leveling up and everybody's still tired of Monday. We got to get better at that. But, you know, with that being said, you know, it's that time where we level up and discuss, you know, some life hacks on how to evaluate our lives and those around us. And today I want to dive into a topic that revolves around a post that I saw my brother upload on his Instagram account, right? Now, if you know me personally, I'm a big Instagram, like, addict. Like, I'm on that thing 24-7. Like, that's my baby, right? But I had saw a post that my brother posted. And, you know, I be trying to keep an eye on him. You know, I got to coach him every now and then. Let him know how Instagram work. I got to show him, you know, the tips and tricks and stuff. But he had posted something that stood out to me. And it said, right, in his post, he said, change out the word expectation for appreciation. And when I read this post, right, it hit home for me just because it's so true. Like, you know, so many people expect everything to happen to them because of who they are and what they did, right? Like, listen, don't expect anything from anyone because no one owes you anything, right? You should aim to bring value to someone because you know it's the right thing to do without expecting them to reciprocate. I personally, right, don't, you know, seek handouts or ask for favors because I help someone, you know, kickstart a podcast or create a website or design a logo, like whatever the case may be. It's bigger than just give me, give me, give me, right? You have to understand that the more you do for others and expect nothing in return, you will end up getting every single thing you ever wanted. It's just like, I don't know what it is. This is like a fact. I don't want to call it a fact, but it feels like a fact. Like, the more you give without expecting anything in return, the more you get back. And it's just amazing. And I want you guys to try that. Just like go out into the world and just start giving people stuff. Like, you know, give somebody some money, give somebody, you know, a free ice cream cone, like whatever it is, just give somebody something and watch how it, you know, manifests into your life. Probably not the same day, but sometime soon. Right. And, you know, you just have to create a situation where you're no longer at the mercy of others for anything. Like, my mom would always say, you know, don't depend on anyone for anything, right? Which means, you know, to translate that in mom terms, you it would go, you know, I need nothing from anyone to make me feel good about doing good. And for me, I had to, you know, develop the mindset, especially at a younger age, like giving without expectation. And like, my mom used to give me a few bucks, you know, to get some food. And I know that my homeboy who used to play basketball with me would always be around, and he hasn't eaten all day, you know, whose parents who don't have much. So I would go buy us food for me and him just so I can split the meal with him and he won't miss a meal. Like, that's how I was raised. Like, that's who I am. I didn't expect anything in return from him. You know, I just cared enough to see my boy, you know, not be hungry, you know, in that sense, at a young age, you know. And it's a huge competitive advantage. Like, honestly, it's simply the key that allowed me to get to where I am. And I'm just being honest about it. It's like being born beautiful, which is like a huge advantage, right? Especially in today's society. Like, and I'm just lucky enough to have both. No, I'm just joking. But, you know, all seriousness, though, it's really, really, really something that I am so thankful for. And how I do it, you know, just like everyone else do everything else, right? It's just there. I didn't, like, cultivate my lack of expectation exercises, you know? And I have no clue on how to instill that. But if it's in you, all I say is this: triple down on it. Don't suppress it, right? You know, don't let the cynics outside of you tell you that, you know, you're being too nice, you're getting nothing in return, because it's an enormous huge leverage, and I highly, highly recommend it. Because even if they can't return the favor the same way, they will always remember when you have their back, and that's a fact. So instead of doing something and expecting a return of investment, right? Do it because you honestly want to help that person. Do it because it's the right thing to do. Better yet, do it because in the end, it will make you a better person and it would allow you to grow into the person you are meant to be. Yo, what's going on, guys? Tuning back into the podcast. Just want to say thanks so much for checking out the station per usual. And you know, I got to always tune in and check in on you guys and make sure, you know, we all leveling up together and not leveling off. I need everybody on the same page. So with that being said, let me know what you guys thought about this last segment here. I know I brought a lot of energy and I still got a lot of energy in me. And I'm thinking about, you know, dropping another segment back to back. I feel like Drake right now. But all jokes aside, though, I greatly appreciate everything you guys have been doing for me as far as, you know, showing love and support since day one. You guys rock on that. And what I did was I took time out to recognize that, man. And I don't, you know, let that go unnoticed. Like, I really do appreciate all of you who tune in and actually, you know, rate, you know, leave reviews, subscribe, you know, share my content, like, you know, all that type of stuff. So what I did was I did something different. I actually uploaded a video to my Facebook page. And if you guys are not friends with me on my Facebook page or, you know, want to add me, definitely do so. It's DeAndre Evans. That's D-A-N-D-R-E. Last name E-V-A-N-S. And you guys can check it out on there, man. I uploaded a video just showing my love and appreciation for those who've been tuning in. I did like a strong, you know, almost 3 minutes, I think, on there just going in and showing love and support and, you know, playing back some call-ins that, you know, people have been doing. And showing love and respect just to, you know, get that realness out. Because for one, you know, that's what it's all about, making that connection and growing together. So I wanted to make sure I do that. And on top of that, also for you guys to get a chance to, you know, match this voice to this beautiful face. But no, all jokes aside, I definitely did that just for, you know, the fact that a lot of people tune in and show love. So I want to make sure I go ahead and reciprocate that energy and push it back out there into the world. So with that being said, I appreciate everything. Continue to do what you guys do. Go have a great week. Go kill it. Go make some money. Go meet some new people. Go take those trips. Go do whatever you got to do to make sure your life is the best life you ever live. And until next time, guys, much love, peace, and blessings.